Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has stiffened his resolve against North Korea, speaking of Pyongyang initiating warfare, especially if North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, attacks the U.S. territory Guam, as he has threatened.
He does something in Guam, it will be an event the likes of which nobody's seen before, what will happen in North Korea.
Meantime, U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis said he's making provisions for some sort of military response to a North Korean provocation, but the primary methods being employed now are diplomatic. A U.S. Navy destroyer carried out an operation near the Chinese man-made islands in the South China Sea in an effort to challenge China's territorial claims there. The development comes at a time of heightened tensions between the U.S. and North Korea, and as the Trump administration is seeking China's help in dealing with the nuclear threat posed by Pyongyang. China, Brunei, Malaysia, the Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam are all involved in disputes in the South China Sea. The results of Kenya's presidential election are expected today. Tuesday's presidential polling pitted incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta against opposition leader Raila Odinga. The streets have been full of protest, as we hear now from VOA's Philip Alexio.
Protesters in some opposition areas have taken to the streets after their leader alleged that hackers infiltrated the Election Commission database and manipulated results in favor of President Uhuru Kenyatta. The Election Commission says there was a hacking attempt, but it failed.
Provisional tallies released by the Electoral Commission so far show Kenyatta with a 9-point lead over Odinga. This is VOA News.